William Morrow and Harper Audio present Forever in Your Embrace by Kathleen E. Woodywiss, performed by Rosalind Landor. One. Russia, somewhere east of Moscow, August 8, 1620. The lowering sun shimmered through the dusty haze, looming in languid stillness above the treetops, tinting the tiny grains of sand with vibrant shades of crimson until the very air seemed aflame. An ominous portent, the reddish aura offered no promise of rain or respite for a parched and thirsty land. Excessive heat and a lengthy drought had scorched the plains and barren steppes, wilting endless areas of grass down to densely matted roots. But here, in the mixed wooded region of Russia, bordered on the north and east by the Volga River and on the south by the Akka, the thick forests appeared relatively unscathed by the lack of rain. Even so, amid the voluminous clouds of choking dust, stirred aloft by the horses' hooves, the occupants of the coach and its escort of soldiers still suffered the same as they traversed the vast wilderness. In her full score years of life, the Countess Zinovia Zenkovna had seen a wide variety of faces her homeland could present. They were as unique as the changing seasons. The long, brutal winters could be a test of endurance for even the most hardy. In spring, the thawing ice and snow created deceptively treacherous bogs, which in times past had proven formidable enough to dissuade hordes of marauding Tartars and other invading armies. Summer was a temperamental vixen. Warm, lulling breezes and the gentle patter of rain could placate the soul. But when imbued with dry, scorching temperatures, such as those that were presently hampering the land, the season served vengeance on anyone foolish enough to travel beneath its broiling sun, a fact which the Countess Zinovia had morosely considered prior to leaving her home. The conditions were intolerable for a lengthy trek through Russia, especially one that had been embarked upon with equal amounts of urgency and reluctance. If not for His Imperial Highness, Tsar Mikhail Romanov, requesting her presence in Moscow ere the week was out, and a full dozen mounted guards sent under the direction of Captain Nikolai Nekrasov to serve as her escort, Zinovia would never have ventured upon such an arduous journey until the heat had adequately abated. Given a choice, she would have remained in Nizhny Novgorod, where she'd have continued mourning the recent death of her father. It was useless, of course, for a mere countess to belabour her lack of options when the Tsar of all the Russias had issued a command. Immediate compliance was the only prudent choice for any loyal subject, but leaving her home had not been the worst of it. His Majesty's announcement that she would become the ward of his cousin upon her arrival in Moscow had dragged her grieving spirit into a darker gloom. She was, after all, the only offspring of the late Count Alexander Zenkov, and now, much to her chagrin, the recipient of royal attention. The Tsar hadn't elaborated on his purpose for assigning her a guardian. Yet when one took into account her sire's notable performance as an emissary and the many honours that had been heaped upon him, the favour she was presently receiving was understandable. Still, Zinovia found it difficult to think of herself as a helpless waif in need of protection. She had passed an age when most maidens marry, and now, with her parents both dead, she had begun to assume the responsibilities of a mistress of vast holdings. Why in heaven's name did she need a guardian? Neither a youngling nor a pauper, yet treated like one, Zinovia mused morosely. Against her will, a more viable reason for Tsar Mikhail's dictate came to mind, causing her to cringe inwardly. Her elongated spinsterhood had, in all probability...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?